wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
Heaven, as revealed by the man who knows. My message concerns heaven, that place in God's universe of which man knows nothing, nor can he ever know, except as God reveals it. In our day, a new religion tries to tell us that no one goes to heaven and no one is there now. But what do they know about it? Nothing. And you and I are just as ignorant. Who then does know? I will tell you. There once walked on earth a real man, yet the only man who came here from heaven. He was constantly speaking about heaven. In just one little book, he spoke 72 times of heaven. He was Jesus Christ our Lord, the eternal Son of God. He could speak about heaven, for he knew, and he did speak about heaven. He rolled away the veil and showed us that holy dwelling place of God his Father. Disregarding the showy books of men who deny heaven, we will sit at the feet of Jesus to learn of that wonderful place. Our Lord is not speaking about the first heaven, the atmospheric heaven where the clouds are, nor the second heaven where Satan and his hosts of evil spirits dwell, but Jesus speaks of the third heaven called paradise, the home of God. He could speak about heaven, for he made it, as God ascribes it to him, saying, Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. How wonderful that the creator of the earth and heaven once came to earth as a lowly man to tell us of heaven. He said, I came down from heaven. He came into the world to save sinners. That was his mission here. Finishing his work, he went back to heaven, bodily rising through the clouds in the presence of his disciples. And as he did so, two heavenly visitors stood by and cried, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Heaven, heaven, heaven. Three times they sound that sweet word. That same Jesus, the man Christ Jesus, now sits on heaven's highest throne with all power given to him in heaven and in earth. Stephen saw him and cried, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. No wonder the Lord Jesus said, I tell you of heavenly things, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. Again we hear, heaven, 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 as that sweet bell rings. No man has gone to heaven and returned to tell us about it. When Paul returned from his heavenly vision, he could tell nothing, but just called it unutterable, beyond description. Our Lord Jesus alone can tell us, and he did. First, he told us that heaven is the place of God's throne, saying, Heaven, it is God's throne, earth his footstool. When most people talk like they want to go to heaven, they speak in ignorance of the kind of place it is and of their fitness to be there. Since heaven is God's throne, and all glory and honor are given to God, and in all your life you wanted the glory, you played in sports to be cheered by the crowds, you did your church work to be complimented by the pastor, your gifts to charity you gave to be publicly recognized, you were thrilled to hear your name the talk of the town. If you were transported to heaven, God would be on the throne. What would you do? Neighbor, you would be as miserable as when another won the title in sports and you took the back seat. But God won't step off his throne and put you on it to humor your proud and spoiled nature. Heaven, it is God's throne, declared our Lord Jesus, and it shall remain that forever. Those who love God and honor him find their delight in their God and will be at home in heaven, but none other. Neighbor, will you be left out? Second, heaven is where God's will is done. Our Lord Jesus said, Thy will be done as it is in heaven. On earth, some people talk about doing God's will, but they don't do it. But in heaven, God's will is done. Now, if you scorn those who seek to do God's will and say they have to do everything just as the Bible says, and if you rebel against God's will and go your own way, then what would you feel like in heaven where God's will is done by one and all? That's a big question now, isn't it? On earth we hear, I'm going to do what I want to do. No one else has anything to say about it. But there's no such talk in heaven. Satan once tried that and was kicked out of heaven. Self-willed people have no place in heaven. The Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We must resign our will to do God's will. And we must turn from our own way to take God's way. Neighbor, to keep going on in your own way will never land you in heaven, but in hellfire. Third, heaven is a place where countless angels are, as our Lord revealed, saying, "Their angels do always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven." Neighbor, how could you abide the presence of God's holy angel? When one angel appeared at the tomb, those soldiers fled in great fear. If an angel stood by you right now, how would you feel? Would you run and scream? Or would you be pleased to see him and ask if he brought a message from your Lord, or had he come to protect you from some unseen danger? Real Christians have been so long ministered to by angels, they delight in their presence. Peter in the jail wasn't scared, but followed the angel. He didn't run from him. Neighbor, how about the angels? Could you stay in their presence of heavenly holiness? Fourth, heaven is a place where there is no marriage or earthly relationship. As our Lord Jesus said, in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. In heaven I will see my wife, and we will recall our life for Christ together. But she will be no nearer or dearer to me than to any other of the Lord's redeemed people. For we will all love one another with no partiality and no preference. Today we hear people say, if my loved one won't be in heaven, I don't want to be there. Neighbor, so long as you talk that way, I can tell you, you won't be in heaven. Our Lord Jesus said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. If anyone is dear to you than the Lord Jesus, if you would rather be with them than to be with Jesus, you will be one of the missing in heaven. You can be sure of that. Adam chose to fall with a woman rather than to stand with God without her, and he paid dearly for it, and so will all his children. Some are so beastly, they say of their dog, if God won't take it to heaven, I don't want to go. Such degraded human beings shall certainly not end in heaven, nor will they find their dog in hellfire. Fifth, heaven has a role, as our Lord Jesus said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Does that make you rejoice? Why not? You know your name is on the church roll, the lodge membership, the donation list, you know that. But when it comes to the heavenly roll, you don't know, and for a very good reason. That book is the book of life. You have to have life, eternal life, and that life is only in Jesus. And you have to be born again to have it. And that experience you've never had. If you got into heaven, your name would not be on the roll, and your verdict would be read. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But were you to have that personal experience of being born again and becoming a real child of God, you would not dread the searching of that heavenly roll for your name. But as Jesus said, you would rejoice because your name is written in heaven. 6. Heaven is a place of reward for those who have laid up treasures there. As our Lord said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, neighbor, let's be honest and practical. If you live for this life and not for eternity, if you pamper your body, indulge your appetites, and hoard your wealth so you forget God and eternity, what would you do in heaven when you have no treasure there, nor is your heart there? Your variety God labeled by saying, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And our Lord told us, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And we all know that God doesn't have fools in heaven. Think of that now and be wise for eternity. as our seventh point, we select one more of our Lord's many revelations about heaven. Heaven is a place of joy. As our Lord Jesus said, there is joy in heaven. Joy over one sinner that repenteth. Neighbor, have you repented of your many sins and be forgiven by God as you found in Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Is the joy of God's salvation in your heart? If not, then you would be a silent killjoy in heaven, and that could never be. What does all this add up to? Our Lord's revelation of heaven should make every one of us confess, I am not fit for that holy place. Is that your confession? It is mine. That's right. And that's why our Lord Jesus, who knew what we needed to be there, said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You and I were just no good, and we needed this heavenly birth. God is holy, and we are sinful. God is light, and we are darkness. God is love, and we're so hateful. God is good, and we are so selfish. What could be done that we might be in heaven? Jesus, God's Son, came down and bled and died to be our Savior, to rescue us from our sins and take us to heaven. And God, the Holy Spirit, came down from heaven to miraculously change us, both our nature and our life, by us being born again by the Holy Spirit. This is His work, and He will do it for you right now if you will yield to His convicting you of your sin and so repent that you will confess your need of being born of God and look to the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Then, being blood washed, we are so cleansed from all of our sins in the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, and being born of the Holy Spirit, we are so changed, we are made fit for heaven, the place of God's throne, where only God's will is done, and where legions of holy angels are, and earthly relationships fade into the heavenly, and the heavenly roll of names is read, and eternal rewards are received, and joy is shared over sinners saved. Neighbor, don't dodge it. Jesus said, ye must be born again. I have been born again, and I am heaven bound. Are you? Don't rest till you can sing, the joy of salvation makes my heart glad, for I have been born again. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God through His bondservant, David Brinkman.